Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of Matthew. We remain in chapter 10 with verses 37 through 42. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. Matthew 10, verses 37 through 42, Jesus delivers profound teachings that highlight the cost of discipleship and the depth of commitment required to follow him. When he states, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me," he emphasizes the necessity of sacrificial love and devotion. The cross, a symbol of suffering and death, signifies that following Jesus involves enduring hardships and renouncing personal desires for the sake of the gospel. Jesus' words challenge our understanding of what it means to find and lose our lives. When he says, "Whoever finds his life will lose it," he speaks to the human tendency to prioritize worldly ambitions, comfort, and security. Those who seek fulfillment solely in their achievements or possessions may ultimately find themselves spiritually empty. In contrast, when he declares, "Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it," Jesus invites us to embrace a life of service, humility, and self-denial, suggesting that true fulfillment comes from surrendering our lives to him and his purpose. In essence, Jesus is teaching that the path to true life and authentic discipleship is paved with sacrifice and devotion to him. This call is not just for his original followers, but resonates through generations, reminding us that genuine faith may require difficult choices and a reordering of our priorities. The invitation to take up our cross is an invitation to change and engage fully in the mission of Christ, sharing in both his suffering and his glory. Ultimately, the reward for such a commitment is finding our true identity and purpose in God and life eternal. As we align our lives with his will, we discover that true fulfillment comes not from holding on to our lives, but from giving them away for the sake of his kingdom. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. And we continue to pray all of these in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Today my poem comes from Matthew 10. It's verses 37 through 42. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Whoever Finds His Life Will Lose It." In shadows deep where truths collide, a call rings forth for hearts to abide. Who loves more, father, mother, dear, than for my sake must persevere? The cross he bears, a weight of grace, invites us to this sacred place, to follow him through trials steep, in faith and love our vows to keep. Whoever finds his life, behold, in grasping tight he wanders cold, yet in surrender life unfolds, the treasure found more precious than gold. To lose ourselves a daunting quest, yet in that loss we find our rest. For every sacrifice we eternally make bears fruit of love as hearts awake. With every cup of kindness shared, and every soul with love prepared, in welcoming the least of these, we serve our Savior, hearts at ease. So let us walk this road of pain, with hope and joy through sunshine and rain. For in his name we find our way, eternal life, our bright array, we eternally pray. Amen. I am Thomas Shookers Wiggins. It's July 14th. Up with the angels today again, 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And as we close, it's 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. And that's honoring our brother-in-law, Johnny, who loves to use Jesus' words, Jesus, three times in a row. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.